Peggy Bendel, you and your husband are organizers and facilitators of this program that we're going to talk about. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're facilitators, and I have to emphasize that we are not counselors. Ah. We're facilitators. We just keep the program moving and the discussion going and answer questions.
So the people who participate are their own, are each other's counselors, kind of. They learn from each other.
Well, yes, because they share and they see. I know one lady who's been working with something, grappling with some her own issues for a few years before she came. And when she came, she said, you know, it was good to see that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one like this. And the way the program is designed, they have a video. And on the video, you have just about every speaker on the video, they'll put down what their loss was, okay? Unless they're just a counselor, you know, a psychologist and that may not, but that's their expertise is in counseling. And then they have different topics every week. So if you miss the first week, that's fine. It's not building up like a series, serial would do. And then they have a workbook and they take that workbook home. And there's three or four questions every day for 5 days for them to grapple with. And I always tell them, use a notebook because then you can write more. And those who do put the time into the notebook are the ones who are benefiting from the program.
Let's take a step back and talk about what the program is called and what it offers.
It's by an organization called Grief Share. And the one that we're doing and starting up soon is called Mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I, to Joy. And it's a 13-week series. And each week we have a different talk. Like the first session, what we're going to do is called Is This Normal? Is how you're feeling, is that normal? And in their workbook, there's a page, I think it's got 6 columns or 7 columns, long columns of ways that you're feeling. You know, and we ask them to look at that and just tick off some of the ones that's how you're feeling. And to know that that's normal is like one of the hardest reactions people can have is, I feel angry. How can I be angry at them for being dead? But when they know that that's normal, then they don't feel guilty. They just go, oh, yeah.
Right. So where is this taking part?
In person is taking part at Bible Fellowship Assembly, which is across from the skateboard park in Porcupine, on Sunday afternoon, starting September 10th, from 3 to 5. But it's also on Zoom. We've had people from Cochrane, from Iroquois Falls, from Barrie, from Tennessee, from Alberta, joining us because there's nothing in their area, and they can come. We've had some from Sudbury. You know, that's the beauty of Zoom that we've discovered because of COVID.
For sure, indeed. So if someone is joining on Zoom, how would they get their workbook or their...
Yeah, they would have to pre-register, and the email is griefshare@BFA, which is short for Bible Fellowship Assembly, .church. And that request for information will be sent to us. Or they can call my husband, Ted, at 705-360-0697. Now, for the local people, if you don't get in touch with us, you can still just walk in and register there. And I want to emphasize that this service is free. The book is free. If you want to make if you're finding it's of value and you want to say thank you with a donation, well, you send the donation to the church and they'll give you a tax receipt. But we can talk about that another time. But it is free. And if we found, like I said, we're not counselors, and if there's somebody who we feel that really needs a counselor, we'll tell them, you're not ready for this.
And you'll refer them to a counselor or tell them
to? We'll refer them to counselors. We have a few names that we can refer to them, and they can sort out time and schedule and that. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
Well, this is a few things that the group members have said. You know, I was able to see I was not alone. It was so great to find out that I'm not crazy. And it was a turning point in my life. I felt so safe and loved, and it saved my life. Mm-hmm. And the group members quickly become family. That's what it's all about.